I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. State-sanctioned killings surged in Iran. 16 took place on Thursday alone, bringing the total to at least 112 executions in a four-week period. According to the National Council of Resistance in Iran, authorities perform most executions inside prison walls. Iran's government is one of the most oppressive regimes in the world. International Media Ministries, Denise Godwin.
When I have talked to people who've been imprisoned for Christ, they say the most important thing is to pray for strength.
International Media Ministries uses media to shine the light of Christ into the world's darkest places. In the next 2 weeks, they're launching a social media piece about Esther and Farsi, the national language in Iran. Please pray this video will help seekers in Iran learn the truth about God's word and Jesus. A recent training event in the United States equipped veterans to serve in the local church. Steve Prince is an Army vet and director of Warriors Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries. Warriors Set Free helps veterans build their faith, heal from the past, and win life's battles.
Everybody has some baggage they're carrying around. Veterans have an extra layer of either combat experience or even at a minimum being away from their family for training. These weekends are designed to help them unpack the weight.
16 veterans came together from different service branches for the first weekend event at Warriors Set Free, Georgia. While the fellowship is good, the goal of these retreats is service. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Any veteran who has a heart for Jesus and wants to minister to other veterans, let's spend some time on the phone or in a Zoom call together.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.